this presentation of Bethel Family Church. We hope you enjoy listening and that it helps you to grow closer to Jesus.
We already have those. Or we should. Do you know what they are? Someone quote the scripture. I didn't bring my lolly jar. Again. Oh, it wasn't supposed to go up yet. It's my fault. I'm blaming it on them, they're blaming it on me. Okay, now who can quote the scripture? All right, let's put it up. Let's read it together. But the Holy Spirit produces this kind of fruit in our lives: love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. That was really hard to do and not sing a song. There is no law against these things. Galatians 5:22. Yeah, thank you, Lisa. So all of these things are like character traits like that we should already have in our lives. And some of us struggle with others more than other ones. And I won't tell you which ones I struggle with. No. But today we're going to talk about patience. I don't know, do any of you watch the series Ghosts? I probably shouldn't be saying this up the front of church. There's a series on TV, and there's a UK and there's an American. There's lots of versions of this thing, Ghosts, and on one of the versions, I think it's the UK one, there's one called Patience. And so there's these whispers over these different people who know that go, Patience, because that's how they said it on the show. But anyway, I'll move on. I really felt that God has a word for you today. So today's message is going to be just the word in season that you need today. As I was praying about this, I felt like the Lord told me some stuff. So I'm going to read this as God spoke it to me. So the Lord says that he knows that there are answers and breakthroughs that you've been waiting for. I am a God who is fair, just, and works for you. The answers you are looking for may take a little while. I want you to know that I care for you, I cherish you, and I will be glorified in your comings and your goings. Keep the faith, because I am, in capital letters, I am the great I am. I will keep you safe. You will not hunger or thirst. I am your keeper. Delight in me. Remain in me. I delight in you, and I will remain in you. I'm just going to pray. After just giving you that word, let's close our eyes for a moment and pray. Thank you, Father, that you speak to us, that you care for us and that you love us. And as you've imparted this word this morning into people's hearts, that they will understand and know you even more and even deeper as we walk in our journey with you, Lord Jesus. Thank you that you are a good God and that your goodness does follow us everywhere we go. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Patience is something we don't all love, right? Yeah. I was thinking about this, the reality of the world we live in. We want what we want now, don't we? We flick the switch on and the light comes on. We have a question, and in my house, if no one knows the answer, phone, Google, but now it's ChatGPT. I have trouble saying those words. I don't know why. Maybe I'm just getting old. Like, that is the thing now, isn't it? Go to your phone, scroll, look it up, find the answer. We no longer have to go and we no longer have to wait for things. We get them. We almost get everything straight away. If we want to go and get Maccas, we can put it through our app first. If you don't know this, you can, right? You can order it through the app first, go to the drive-thru, tell them the order number, and then you keep going. And if Maccas is doing well that day, you get your order fairly quickly. If it's not, well, you might be waiting in the line for a while. Or you have to get out of your car. But then we're annoyed because we've had to wait for our food because we ordered it on the app, and so we should get it straight away. Ryan? You can nod or say yes, you know. I think parenting has gotten more and more challenging as we've gone on because we also have this society where we feel like we have to give our kids what they want when they want it, that they don't have to wait. Amy's nodding. Amy's saying no. Please don't. Please don't. Amy's worked in childcare. But, you know, like, it's gotten to the point where if there's a child screaming at the shops, people are looking and criticising because why are they letting their child scream? And, like, it shouldn't be that way, right? Because we should be teaching our children how to wait for things and how to have patience. But you get the drift, right? Our society makes patience really difficult. And it makes it difficult to add this character trait to our lives, especially when we want what we want right now. And we forget that, you know, sometimes we also have to wait for things. And I know that walking with God can require a lot of patience. I can see some nods. We don't always get what we want. And sometimes I think because we know that we have this God who cares for us and loves us, he's an all-knowing God, an all-powerful God, nothing is impossible for him. You can say amen. Amen. Right? So we feel like then this leads us into these expectations that if he's all-knowing and nothing is impossible for him, so then when I want something, I should be able to get it straight away, right? But that's not always the way with God. He doesn't always work that way. Which is frustrating, right? When I was thinking about characters in the Bible and thinking about patience, I had a couple that came to mind, but I was wondering if you guys, you know how I always love to get you to chat back to me when I'm doing sermons, now I'm saying it. It used to be I'm just sharing. who do you think of when you think of when you think of having patience in the Bible? Can you think of any Bible characters or any moments? BB? Rebecca? Yes? She was the one who had to wait 14 years. Is that right? Or was that Rachel? Anyone else? Abraham, yes. Oh, my notes aren't up there yet, so you haven't cheated. That is yes. King David, yeah. Yep. I even think just about Mary, who you know, the angel came and told her she's going to have a baby, she's going to call it Jesus, is going to be the saviour of the world. You know, still it was a shorter amount of time than, say, Abraham and Sarah, which we'll talk about in a minute if you don't already know about it. But, like, she still had to, you know, wait for that, and then Jesus gets to, you know, like 30 and then starts his ministry and then he dies and lives again. Amen. Like she had to also be patient in that and wait on that. And even in her patience, it didn't result probably in the way that she thought it would or what she wanted either for her life. She wouldn't have wanted her son to die. But he did. So let's talk about Abraham and Sarah. If you don't know about it, I'll give you a really, really super-duper quick rundown. Abraham was promised by God that he was promised to be the father of many nations. That God took him out, look at the stars in the sky, you can't even count them. That's how many, you know, children generate, you know, father of nations that you're going to be. At that point, he'd not had a child. He and Sarah had not had a child. It was sort of seen that she was barren, that she was unable to get pregnant. And so as Abraham is waiting and waiting and waiting over the years, what does he do? He goes and says to Sarah, well, how about, like, or Sarah says, well, how about you're my servant? Get my servant pregnant. And so that's what happens, which kind of doesn't turn out real great for them as a family. I'll give you the scripture reference. If you don't know already, you can go and read it. I love to give you things. I love to give you homework, don't I? But so when it came round to God fulfilling his promise, Sarah was 90 years old. And Abraham was 100. And, you know, there's so much more to that story. There was continued patience in that and you know, Abraham and Sarah. But they tried. They weren't patient. So I've given you an example of not patience. And they tried to do it in their own strength. And I feel like that is a really important message to take away from today, is if you're struggling with patience, remember this story and do the opposite and do it God's way, not your way. Really difficult, I know. You're like, it's good, easy for you to say, Kerry. Well, no, it's not really. The other biblical illustrations, we have a lot of analogies of farmers growing, sowing, reaping, the time that it takes to get all of that, the patience in waiting, and sometimes it doesn't always work out for them, does it? We know that in Australia, that a lot of farmers have struggled. There's drought or like floods, all of that. So there's your reference as well for Abraham and Sarah. If you want to go and read it, the start of it kind of starts at chapter 12 and continues on to chapter 22. I was also thinking of Paul in prison. You know, he got arrested and it seemed as though, you know, like he was spreading God's word and he was doing so many good works for God, but he got arrested and was kept in prison for a really long time. What did he do during that time? He wrote letters. And probably did a lot of other things like worshipping and praying and would have been reading the Torah then, reading the Word of God as well. So that's the Bible. That's our reference, right? That's where we always go back to, is we learn from the Word of God. And then we put this into our own context. And I, you know, go, I'm going to ask you that question. What are you waiting for? What is God asking you to be patient for? For some people, it's for healing, jobs, houses, renos. How about a parcel you ordered a few weeks ago? Even like the little things in our lives still require patience, don't they? Relationship, Maybe you need patience in your relationship. Maybe you need patience for a relationship. There are all things, I'm sure that you're thinking of all little things that God is asking you to wait for, asking you to do it in His timing and in His way, rather than in your own way. I was thinking about how all of these character traits, all of these fruit of the Spirit, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control are all interconnected character traits. And we're kind of pulling it apart and we're talking about one character trait at a time, but they all kind of mesh together, don't they? So when you're thinking about being patient, you've also got to think about being kind to the people around you while you're waiting. You know, like, or kind to the person that you're getting your Macca's order from when they've taken so long to give it to you. I may not have done that very well at one stage. Faithfulness is a big one here too, isn't it? To be patient and to stay on the path that God has asked you to go on, you're going to need to dig in to that faith in believing that God has good things for you. Or even if things don't turn out right, that you still have faith. Self-control. We need self-control when we're waiting, when we're trying to be patient. And then, all of these, I want to talk about peace as well in a minute. I've got some scriptures that I want to talk about in that, but peace is a really big one. Not having the anxiety and the overwhelming stress when we're waiting and we're patient. This point here, all of these character traits show God's nature towards us. This is Jesus. Yeah? I want you to get excited about that. That's like, this is Jesus. This is who He wants us to be, but this is who God is towards us. He is all of those things. And boy, He needs to be patient with me sometimes. And He needs to tell me the same things over and over again till I get them. But this is who God is for us. And so He gives us these words. When I think about the peace in the waiting, this scripture comes to mind. And you know, when I gave you that word before, where Jesus says, you know, I feel like God is saying to us, delight in me. From Psalm 1, verse 2 to 3, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord and who meditates on His law day and night, that person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Sometimes I have this like weird feeling where I think about those trees on the, you know, around the Murray River, and I think about how, like, you know, they're soaking up the water and how good that must feel. I'm thinking like a tree, Jacob. Yeah, think like a tree. Jacob loves trees. That's how we need to be with Him while we're waiting in the hard times and in the good times. We need to soak up the goodness of God and to meditate on the Word of God. We need to pray, we need to worship, and we need to read the Word. I was just really interested through this week, and I was feeling really stressed and really emotional because things with Dad have not gone the way that we wanted them to go. Dad has a cancer diagnosis and he's struggling with his medication and has to change that again. And that's really hard to take, especially when you're going to a healing service and praying for healing for people. Like, there's some big challenges there personally for me. And I was trying to stay the course and still sit down and read my Bible in my Bible reading time. And there were some things that God spoke to me, and that was like, it was okay. And then I was like, I'm going to put on some music. And I just put on some worship music. And for me, that was the next step. Like, it changed it up. And it was just like the Spirit just felt like it moved within me. And I just felt like some of the heaviness lifted off of me. Now, that's me. That's what I, like, what speaks to me. Maybe there are some other things that speak to you. Maybe you're not really as much into music as what I am. Don't quite understand that. It's very hard for me to understand that for other people when you're a musician and a singer, and like, the music speaks to me, but maybe there are other things that speak to you. And so, like, how can you continue when it's really hard to keep on pushing through, to keep on pushing into Him, draw on God's strength so that those burdens can be lightened? Because He promises that. There's a scripture that we use a lot. Come to me, all of you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Matthew something or other. And this one, where He's asking us to remain in Him, that I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. John 15, verse 5. As I'm finishing up, even though you might feel stuck, I believe that God wants you to know that He sees you. I'm going to say that again. Even though you may feel stuck, I believe that God wants us and wants you to know that He sees you. And I want to reiterate that word at the beginning where He said that He is for you, that He will speak to you as you learn to listen and learn to draw on Him. He will show you the next steps. I've got a list of scriptures there that for some of you might like to take down or take a photo of. But here, Psalm 40, verse 1, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. And Psalm 130, verse 5, I wait for the Lord, my whole being waits, and in His word I put my hope. And there are a few more psalms there. Psalm 27, verse 14. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord. As we're patient and we're waiting for Him and putting our trust in Him, let's dig deep, keep pushing through. Let's not give up running the race. It does take perseverance, not gonna lie. It's not easy, as most of you already know that. But we're here also doing it together as well, aren't we? We're here for each other and here to do this together and here to pray with each other and encourage each other. I'm going to just pray to finish off and we'll sing a last song. Thank you, Father, Do you want to stand as we pray? I want to stand with me. If you have a burden, if you have something that is that you're really struggling with, I just want to encourage you to just open up your hands to Him. Maybe just a palm. If you want to raise your hands up high, go for that. But if you just want to just do it within your own self, in your own space, then do that too. So let's just do this. Thank you, Father. Lord, you are a good God. And Father, as we come before you now, we just lay down our burdens. We open our hands up, Father, and we give that back to you. And we ask you, Lord, to give us patience when it is so hard to keep on waiting for what we want, or even to keep on waiting for the promises that you have imparted to us. And Father, continue to help us to do this in your strength and not on our own strength. Father, we give this to you, Lord. We just lay our hearts bare before you and say that you are God, that you are King of Kings, that you are Lord of Lords. We lay our finances down before you too, God, in this tough times where it's so hard with the prices of living, the cost of living. Father, we lay down our finances before you as we give what you've asked us to give back to you, Lord Jesus. We thank you for what you have provided for us as well. Our health, Father, we lay that down before you as well, that you would take that you would lead us in the right directions medically or towards prayer for healing, or all of the above. Father, we just give it to you, knowing that you are a good God and that you are for us. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray just that the Spirit, Holy Spirit, as you're wandering through this place, as you're pouring your Spirit down on us, that you'll give us a hunger and a thirst for the Word of God, a hunger and a thirst for coming into your presence, for worshiping you in whatever way that touches our heart, your and our hearts. You are a mighty God. We pray this together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening to today's message. For more information or to listen to other podcasts, head to our website at bethelcrc.org.au or check out Bethel Family Church on Facebook.